So let's talk a little bit about Amendment 1. You've heard about it, but what exactly does it say and what exactly would it mean? I'm reading from Ballotopedia here. Amendment 1 would amend the Illinois Constitution to say that employees have a right to organize and bargain collectively through representatives of their own choosing, to negotiate wages, hours, working conditions, and to protect their economic welfare and safety at work. I'm of a mind that when you read that, why wouldn't you vote against it? But there's a collection of journals in the area that have said maybe you shouldn't. The Wall Street Journal says the National Labor Relations Act already governs private workers. Illinois cannot expand this collective bargaining rights of private employees. Public, yes. Private, they can't do it, and that's over 90% of the workforce. Crane says in one of their most audacious power grabs yet, clout-heavy Illinois labor unions are angling for a constitutional trump card. This is bad policy, and it couldn't come at a worse time. It sends the message that Illinois is hostile to business. The Tribune says unions should not be formulating general public policy at their headquarters. That's the sacred mandate given to elected officials. And one more note, the Daily Herald said that we recommend a no vote on Amendment 1 because it's not needed and because unneeded constitutional provisions unwisely tie the hands of the people's representatives. Tim Drea is the president of the AFL-CIO. I know you've heard all of that, Tim, but those are some strong headwinds for this. What do you say about that?
Well, hey, first of all, John, thank you for having me on.
You
today.
Bet.
There's a lot of scare tactics going on out there trying to convince people to vote no, because, as you said earlier, this is a very, very good amendment that protects workers for the gains that we've made for 100 years. It puts them in a lockbox, and it preserves those rights for workers down the road. Our grandchildren and children and grandchildren will have the same rights that we have enjoyed. And look, the right to collective bargaining, the right to a safe workplace, all workers in the state of Illinois, especially after the pandemic, should have the right to a safe workplace. No diminishment of current law. Lawmakers can't roll back things like child labor and minimum wage and things like that, the eight-hour day, which is sacrosanct among most people. And, you know, it protects the freedom to collectively bargain. So, I there's a lot of misinformation going on out there that just isn't true about what this amendment does.
But maybe down the road we would want to change the law. And yet, as you said, it would be in a lockbox. So this would prohibit us from enacting laws that would negatively affect the unions or the laborers. Is that a good idea?
Well, you know, I just think that there are laws on the books that labor has gone to the General Assembly. It's like, we have a problem. You know, we don't want 12-year-olds working in coal mines and things like that. You know, we don't want 14-year-olds working at a fast food restaurant after, you know, on school nights. And so we think those are good laws, and we just want to make sure that they are preserved in the Illinois Constitution as the right to a fundamental right for workers that you spend the overwhelming majority of your adult life at work. And so we believe that those rights should be enshrined in the Illinois Constitution.
We were told yesterday, Tim, that this is going to raise property taxes over the next 4 years, several thousand dollars, over $2,200. What do you say about that?
Well, John, you read the amendment, and nowhere in that amendment does it say anything about property.
No, it doesn't. It does not say anything about that, but it could have that effect, though.
I just don't see that, only because, you know, this is preserving the rights that we have right now and giving workers fundamental rights. And I think that our opponents, you know, they can't say, well, we want to change the law down the road to expand it to a 9-hour workday, or to allow 14-year-olds to go work in a fast food restaurant on school nights, or to cut back on prevailing wage. They're not going to say that. They can't say that. So they bring out property tax. It's Halloween. So they bring out the boogeyman, right, and say property taxes. And there's just nothing. There is no firm data that says that this amendment will raise property taxes.
I don't think that the Illinois legislature is going to put 10-year-olds in coal mines. But I understand your concern that there would be an erosion of some of the rights that workers have won. But this constitutional amendment does not change anything right now, right? It doesn't grant Illinois workers any more rights or any more power per se, does it?
No, it preserves the rights that it makes a fundamental right for a safe workplace and the right to collectively get with your coworkers and say, you know what, this needs to change. Let's go to management and say we want to change collectively. You know, not this open door one-on-one policy. It collective. Everybody would have the right to say we're going to make a change in our workplace.
I understand that, but where you see that as a virtue, I see it as I don't see it, but I know how the other side sees it. Is it even necessary? If you have those rights now, perhaps the people, the legislature, should have a right to amend or change them down the road, but nobody's taking anything away from you. This amendment doesn't grant you any new powers. It solidifies them, but perhaps you all aren't endangered. There's no need for this. What would you say to that?
Well, my response to that is that, you know, when somebody leaves for work in the morning, or whenever their shift starts, the number one thing labor wants is for that worker to return home. So that's how I would just see this going on. You know, 100 Illinoisans get killed a year on the job. You know, we want to make sure that number certainly doesn't increase, and we work very, very hard to have it decrease. So putting these rights in the Constitution that everybody has a right to a safe workplace and collectively come together and say, you know what, this is not safe. We want to change. In the pandemic, we had people in meatpacking plants that couldn't get PPE and they were tying bandanas around their
heads. I want to ask you one last question here, though. The literature is saying that this will grant more rights to everybody, but the federal government has control over the rights granted to private employees. Is it disingenuous to say that this is for all workers when it's not for 10% of the workers?
This works in conjunction with the National Labor Relations Act. We're going to give the right for people to do it, but they will still petition the National Labor Relations Act in their election to collectively bargain.
The criticism of that is it's not necessary, that a 14-year-old is already protected by the NLRB. We don't have to codify that in Illinois.
No. Child labor laws are state by state and minimum wage state by state. There's a lot of workers' rights in each state statute of the 50 states. You know, the legislatures of the 50 states make laws, workers' comp, unemployment, minimum wage, and all these. And so the states have quite a bit of power. The only thing they don't have is the power they don't have is to run a National Labor Relations Act in the private sector. In the private sector, they do not have, the states cannot run elections.
Well, therein lies a fault.
Federal government.
Tim Dreja is the president of the AFL-CIO. A yes vote would prohibit any law that interferes with, negates, or diminishes the right of employees to organize and bargain collectively. Good luck to you all, Tim. I really appreciate your time. You knew you would hear what the other side was for me. We had another guest on yesterday. I appreciate you giving us some of your thoughts today.
Thank you, John.
Tim Dreja is the president of the AFL-CIO in Illinois.